أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما للذين كفروا قبلك مهطعين عن اليمين وعن الشمال عزين. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained the consequences of the non-believers in the year after and what will happen to them. And when that was made so clear, then now, by way of surprise, Allah says, how is it that these people are not believing? The message has been given so clear, and by the greatest of the Anbiya, the greatest of the Rusul, Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And white has been made clear what is white, and black has been made clear what is black. The difference is so clear. And not only that, but that they don't believe, but they make na'uzubillah a joke about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about deen. They make a joke and they laugh about the life of the year after, about the qabr. They don't believe in it at all. So this is a thing to be greatly surprised about. So Allah says, فَمَا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُخْطِعِينَ. پھر کیا ہوا ہے منکروں کے تیرے طرف دورتے ہوئے آتے ہیں. What has happened to these non-believers that they come running to you from all sides? عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ عِزِينَ. دہنے سے اور بائیں سے غول غول کے. Big groups are coming, and like a person who people are making a fool about. They are running to you like that, and they're making a fool out of you, na'uzubillah. And what an important message, the most important message for man, that you have to prepare for your year after. That is your real life, where you're going to be forever. And if you are in Jannat, with all the enjoyment and pleasure of Jannat forever. And may Allah forbid, if it is, there is no third place. If it is Jahannam, then the worst type of punishments, all types of punishment, and forever and ever. Yet they are making a joke about this. It just cannot be understood. Like a father who explains to his children, and it's a serious matter, but they're just not worried at all, and they are just laughing and joking about it, which also unfortunately has become a reality today. When we speak to our children about deen, up to our youngsters, they take it like a joke. It doesn't mean anything to them. So this is something which Allah Ta'ala says also is something very surprising. And worse than that, they say they don't believe in the Akhirah. And they say if there is Akhirah and there will be the day of Qiyamah, then we will be favored and we will go to Jannah. Allah says, how can that be? And here also one thing which is made very clear, that it is not just on account of being a human being that a person is going to get Jannah. In other words, even in our life in this world, it's not the value of just being a human being. Human beings are superior than animals Allah has made. But then on the other hand, Allah says so many are worse than animals also. The sand that we are made from is so insignificant. What value has the sand got even in our eyes? And then we are made from one despicable drop of sperm. What is the value? That little sperm touches anywhere, we feel dirty about it. We want to wash it. We feel it's very dirty and filthy. From that man has been created. And he thinks just because he's man and that he's going to go to Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says, what are these people thinking about? يَطَمَعُوا كُلُّ مْرِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَيُّدْخَلَ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ جَنَّةَ نَعِيمِ. کیا تما رکھتا ہے ہر ایک شخص ان میں کہ داخل ہو جائے نعمت کے باغ میں. What more surprising are these people hoping that just we are going to live our lives according to our whims and fancies, and there will be no justice on the day of Qiyamah. Those who observe the commands and laws of Allah Ta'ala, and those who broke His laws openly, and they are just all going to be equal and going to enter Jannat and enjoy the ni'mats there. Kalla. Hargiz nahi. This will never ever be. How can it be possible that those who are just who don't prepare anything, and the main thing is the Akhirah, and our life in this world is basically on our aqaid, our correct beliefs, and our amal-e-saliha, our good deeds. These are the two main ingredients which a person has to work for, that his iman becomes strong and correct iman. And he has that firm conviction in Allah Ta'ala. That also, the one level is, which alhamdulillah we all have got, we believe in the Akhirat, we believe in Qiyamah, we believe in Allah Ta'ala. But as one great Buzurg has said, that you say you believe in Allah, but you break all his laws all the time. So what kind of a belief is in that? You say you believe in the Akhirat, but you prepare nothing for Akhirat. You are only preparing for dunya all the time. You say you believe in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't follow his, you don't do his work of conveying his message. You don't follow his commandments. You don't follow his sunnah, you follow the way of the enemies of Islam. So though we say we believe, but even just that words also, and it is in our heart, that is also extremely valuable, and it will give us salvation. But the reality is, we have to bring the reality of this iman in us, that we have to accept it, and our lives must correspond to that. A person says, a snake, it is a snake, I believe it's a snake, but he's playing with it. A snake that is a very poisonous snake. You say you believe it's a snake, it's poisonous, and you're still playing with it. So like that, we say we believe in the life of the qabr. We believe in Akhirat. Today when somebody has passed away also, we are all just talking how he passed away. Or perhaps of the family that is left behind. Or the poor chap is gone now. But what is happening in the qabr, we don't give it a thought. We bury him with our own hands. We are throwing sand over him. But we don't think of what is happening in the qabr and the life of the qabr. Whereas that is the most important for what Allah has created us to prepare for that life. Inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun. Humne unko banaya hai jisse wo bhi jante hai. Allah says we have made them of even that which they know themselves. We have made them of the sand, which is soil, insignificant soil. We have made them of a despicable drop of semen. That is what we have made them of. They know that that is not their value. Today, like a rich man and a poor man, we know they are not equal. So just by being human is not just the criteria. Just having coming in this world is not the criteria. A person who has got good habits and a person who has got bad habits, the two cannot be equal. So a person who is sober and a person who is addicted to liquor, how can the two be equal? They are totally different. So just being created by, from soil and from the semen is not a thing that is any criteria whatsoever. It is that, as Allah Ta'ala referred it previously, that the man has been created by nature, halu'a. That is, that he has got, we know, when it's hot, we're all complaining, very hot, very hot, and we like restless about it. Little cold, very cold, very cold. So we just get completely overtaken by our conditions. We, anything, little problem, we make a mountain out of a molehill. We get little money, little good health, we start using it in the wrong things. So man has been made like that. Now he has to make an effort which Allah has prescribed on top, the 8 qualities here, and 10 qualities in the beginning of Surah Mu'minun, so that he can come out of this thing of his, and that he submits himself to Allah. Weather is from Allah. Sometimes we swear the weather. It comes in the hadith, don't swear the weather. The weather is from Allah Ta'ala. And all the time we are finding, we never make shukr, finding fault all the time. Even with our personal lives, with our families, how much shukr do we make? Any small thing wrong, lot of complaints we have. We have to try and come out of that and become true servants and submit to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.